It's time for the Legends Radio Show on Big Sports 590. Here's your host, Gary Java and Jerry Murtaugh.
Senior T.J. O'Leary to snap it. Senior Jake West to put it down. Alexander to try to put the Huskers in front with a minute 50 left in the game. Ball right on the end. The snap is down. The kick is up. The kick is on its way, and the kick is... Makes it in there! 57 yards out of a school record to put the Huskers in front, 33-31. This place is rocking and rolling right now as Alex Henry gives his Huskers a two-point lead. My goodness. And he finished through that football. That was a great sight to see.
Oh. Wow, this place is on their feet. I haven't seen Memorial Stadium like this in quite some time, fellas. What a moment.
Welcome to Legends Radio Show. No, you're not dreaming. Well, this is a dream for a lot of people, and it was a dream and still is a dream for today's guest on Legends Radio Show. Jerry Murtaugh is, we'll say, on assignment. He's vacationing, the captain of the Legends. I'm Gary Java, here along for the ride with you legendary fans every week, every Saturday here on Big Sports 590 from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. It is Legends Radio Show. Just reconnecting legends of the past, former Nebraska legends, athletes in all sports, and we have our legendary sound clips. So this week, reconnecting the legendary sound clips guy and audio historian, he is our buddy Jake. Jake, how you doing? Thanks for coming in. This is a great way to start the day.
Yeah, good morning. That was... That clip there is better than a cup of coffee getting you started, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't need it anymore. I left mine at the door. I figured you'll get I'll have enough adrenaline running from your shot chart that we have here. Numbers to call, our phone number is 573-0590 or toll-free anywhere in the Midwest, 877-244-0590. Or you can email questions or comments for our audio historian, Jake, at LegendsRadioShow@gmail.com. Throughout the show, we'll have, we'll go all the way back. Jake, we're going back a ways. We got a playlist here of some of the some great moments, either because of the plays or, in your case, your interest goes to broadcasters, just the history of the sport and the history of the games.
Yeah, I started this, probably about 30 years ago. And I'm like most Nebraska fans, I think, as a little kid. I sat and listened to every game intently. Mm-hmm. It wasn't, you know, how some people are now, probably. They're out in their yard. They're grown up, and they're working, and they're doing their yard work or raking their leaves. And they lose track of the game, and they'll check in and get a score. I listened to the game, and I listened to Down and Distance, and I listened to, well, in our house, Lyle Bremser was the guy we listened to. You know, now you really only have one choice of broadcaster, but back, you know, when I was little, you had four or five radio stations doing the game. You had Lyle Bremser, Tim Moreland, Bob Zenner, Dick Perry. So, you know, Nebraska fans had a big choice of who to listen to back then. And as far as our playlist today, I've got stuff back. Essentially, it's going to cover seven decades of Nebraska football. which, when you consider they've been playing, let's see, over 100 years, 120 some years, so yeah. so we're going to hit a few years morning.
Were you asleep at the wheel the first 30 years? Come on, Jake.
Yeah, I was. They didn't chisel anything out on the rock for me to record.
We have an email already. Mike wanted to know, how did you acquire these tapes, and he wants to know if tapes exist for Joe Patrick or Russ Baldwin anywhere.
There is a LP that's circulating on Russ Baldwin. It covers the 1970 season highlights. I don't have any actual game broadcasts, just game broadcasts of Russ Baldwin. And I'm trying to think that LP, I think it's called The Sounds of Number One. And it covers the 1970 season. It does not cover the Orange Bowl. And the interesting part about that LP is his color guy is Don Purcell, who played for Nebraska in the late 50s, might have been 1960 even, it might have been his senior year. Who is the other guy that they were asking about?
Russ Baldwin, and who else was he asking about?
Oh, Joe Patrick.
Oh, Joe Patrick, dog.
Yeah, you know, I do have some Joe Patrick. Back when Lyle Bremser was doing the play-by-play, he paired with a guy, and they would switch duties. Lyle Bremser would do play-by-play first quarter. Joe Patrick would be the analyst.
Really?
Yes. So Lyle Bremser never did call a whole game, I don't think, until, you know, the late 60s.
Mm-hmm.
So then the second quarter, Joe Patrick would be the play-by-play guy, and Lyle Bremser would be the analyst.
Have you had a chance to meet, you know, obviously some of the great ones are no longer with us, but do you have a chance to catch up with these people, either by phone, by email, or in person over the years?
I have had some contact with Kent Pavelka. Mm-hmm. Super nice guy.
Yep.
Love Kent Pavelka.
Yep.
Jim Rose.
Yep.
I've gotten to meet Jim Rose on several occasions down at the Husker Nation Pavilion. Super nice guy. Love mm-hmm. Jim Rose. I've chatted a long time with Jim Rose. I've not had a chance to talk with Greg Sharp yet.
great guy when you get around to it.
You know what? I'm sure.
Another good guy.
I don't have any doubt that he is. Mm-hmm. I always laugh because I always figure, you know, I'm their groupie. There.
You're an historian. I mean, how do you consider yourself? We consider you the audio historian, and every week, what's been amazing, we started this show, Jerry Murtaugh started this Legends Radio Show, opening day of the Huskers, August 31st, and no matter who our legend guests have been, even offensive linemen, I say even offensive linemen because they don't get too many calls on the broadcast. But no matter who we've had on, Jake has been able to provide us with at least one soundbite. And going back to last week when we did the show from Tiger Tom's, we had Mike Knox, we had Rick Bonus. Here's an All-American center, Rick Bonus, from the 70s. He had one freak catch in his whole, and you had it.
Yes, I did have it.
You had it.
I was actually embarrassed that I didn't remember it right away. I thought, because Jerry talked to me about a Rick Bonus clip, and I thought, oh, man, how am I going to get something for Rick Bonus? And then it dawned on me, he caught a pass in 1975 against Colorado.
You just remembered that.
Well, that's
great
what
memory.
Well, that's what I mean as far as listening to the broadcast intently when I was little. I mean, I remember it. And so, like I said, nowadays I'm, you know, working, and I kind of lose track of things. I don't listen to it as intently as I did when I was little. So.
Yeah, and you've got, like we said, we've got sound bites, and we've got plays from Jake's library. But basically, we'll explain, this is just a hobby for you. What do you do for a living, family, or what do you do?
Well, actually, I work in the Library for the Blind in Lincoln, and that's really kind of where the audio takes place. I bring these. That's how I kind of find some of the audio clips, is I play these tapes in my office, and we have blind volunteers that come in, and they actually just hang out in my office and listen to them too.
Really?
That's yeah. Great. Yeah. So it kind of gives me a chance to listen to the games, and then when I find the clip, I just bookmark it, and then I take it home at night and send it to Brian or Jerry. So.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. No, it's great stuff. It's a rewarding work you do also,
sure.
You know, for those who can't. Yeah, as far as favorites go, that I guess there's all different kinds of categories. Just because of maybe the way something was called, or a dramatic moment, or a big game, or a favorite player. Or
sure, I would say my favorite game on audio would be the 1970 Nebraska USC game, simply because you can tell Lyle Bremser is jacked up for that game. They had beaten us in '69, and they were favored going out there, and that game has fourth down stops, long runs, interceptions at timely, you know, at the most opportune times. And as far as listening to a game where I could get a full dose of Lyle Bremser at his best, it would be the 1970 USC game.
You are a connoisseur. He is it's a hobby for him, but he's an audio a Nebraska football audio historian. Other sports? Any others? You know, basketball, baseball broadcast, anything?
Oh, I have a few other broadcasts, college football, NFL, you know, on DVD.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always kind of fun. For instance, I have an old, they talked about the 1971 Nebraska-Oklahoma game being promoted on Monday Night Football. And, oh, I can't, It was a Cardinals play, and I want to say they were playing the Chargers. And it was interesting because they promoted the Nebraska-Oklahoma game for 1971. And then later in that same broadcast, St. Louis throws a touchdown pass to Jim McFarlane, who former Husker.
Right.
So there's I do have a lot of former Huskers playing in the NFL. The Holy Roller game, the Chargers and the Raiders. Johnny Rogers played a lot in that game for the Chargers. I have a 1969 game, Pittsburgh and New York Giants. It shows Bobby Hahn on the sideline for Pittsburgh.
Really?
Lloyd Voss makes a tackle for
Jeez.
Pittsburgh. So yeah. So it's kind of fun.
We want to remind people, Adidas is the official footwear and apparel provider for Nebraska athletics. And this is a rare week where I don't have Jerry Murtaugh putting his Adidas footwear up on the counter right in front of my computer, reminding me that Adidas is the official footwear and apparel provider for Nebraska athletics. You too can wear what the Huskers wear, Adidas. You can get your official Husker Adidas gear. It's available at Husker Authentic Team Store. And tell your friends also, remind, live streaming of this show is available at Legends Radio Show, legendsradioshow.com, or at bigsports590.com. You got two choices. You know, I know, we all know there's Husker fans. Everybody knows Husker fans outside of the Big Sports 590 listening area. They can listen to live streaming now of this show or podcast anytime this show during the week. But live streaming is provided by one of our former Husker legend guests on this show, Wally Winter and his brother John at Winter Moving and Storage in Bentonville and Fayetteville, Arkansas. Give them a call and say, hey, thanks for the live streaming because it's free for you at toll-free 800-435-6683. What are we going to play next, Jake?
Well, the first clip I have, I guess we'll just start with the oldest one. It's from the 1941 Rose Bowl.
Jeez.
It's courtesy of NBC.
I wasn't born yet. I don't get a chance to say that very often.
Well, you're older than me, and I wasn't born yet either.
Yeah.
Bill Stern does the play-by-play. It's courtesy of NBC, and essentially all the bowl games Nebraska has played in, this is the first one. Rosters made up of almost all Nebraska kids. I want to say 39 out of the 41 they took out there were Nebraska kids.
41. I was going to say the roster sizes weren't quite as big as.
Oh, roster had a Stanford had a considerable bigger roster to go from. The football was much different back then. Obviously, Nebraska ran like a single wing. Stanford was very modern with their T formation. In fact, Bill Stern didn't really know how to describe a snap from center. It was always a pass from center.
Really?
Yeah. Stanford would take the snap from under center. So Bill Stern didn't really know how to describe that. But in this game, Stanford was the much faster team. I've studied the film. Nebraska was just like their stereotype is, bigger, stronger. And there was probably one player that could match Stanford's speed, and that was Al Zickman. He returned a kickoff, 59 yards, I want to say. He recovered a punt. He caught a touchdown pass. But on that kickoff return, Al Zickman broke his leg.
Oh.
And so there pretty much goes Nebraska's equalizer as far as speed. This clip, the game is 14-13. Stanford leads and is threatening on Nebraska's one-yard line. They took three plays, and they could not get it in. And this is the fourth down play.
The ball is resting. The referee's just putting it down 1 yard away from the goal line. Here's a terrific goal line stand by Nebraska. They've stood off these hard-charging Stanford Indians for three plays. Here's the fourth down coming up. Can they do it again? Stanford down on Nebraska's one-yard line. They've been knocking there for three plays. This is the last play, the payoff play. Will they make it? Here come the Indians out of the huddle. They're back to the line of scrimmage. Remember, Stanford's ahead by 1 point. It's Frankie Albert back this time. He gives the ball to Parker. Parker into the center of the line. I don't think he made it. I do not think he made it. He's stopped by Schwarzkopf and Kaler, and Nebraska takes over. Well, I hope you got that, because that was as thrilling a goal line stand as it's ever been my pleasure to see. The hardest charging offensive team in the country, and I don't think I'm making any mistake or will have much disagreement by saying that Stanford has four chances to make a yard and a half and can't do it, and Nebraska stops them on their goal line.
Wow. I was getting goosebumps listening to that. And a good part of it is the way you set the play up. You set up the sure. history and you set up the dynamic of the play.
The Kaler that he talks about is Royal Kaler, I believe his first name is. Nickname is King Kong. So King Kong Kaler.
King Kong Kaler. Great nickname.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's thanks to that's NBC Radio.
NBC. I got that actually out of the Library of Congress, and it took a lot of channels to go through, but I ended up able to get that. And you can tell from that's a outstanding quality recording.
Really?
And it's fun to listen to. It's disappointing Nebraska loses. Well, in fact, on that very next play, Nebraska's first down and 10 on their one, they punt. Goes to Pete Kamenovic from Stanford, runs it 39 yards for a touchdown, for the clinching touchdown for Stanford. So Stanford scores anyway.
They quick kicked? They punted?
Oh, yeah. It's first and 10 on their on the one-yard line. Nebraska.
First and 10 they punted.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Like I said, football was played different back then.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. That was great. Frankie Albert, under center. Frankie Albert, a great Stanford quarterback and an NFL quarterback in his day. And wow, great setup. Well, that was just a great setup. Yeah. We're not just playing the sound bites. Jake, the audio historian. Jake is our guest today on Legends Radio Show. Jerry Murtaugh is vacationing and left us back here. Tell Jerry it's 70, 75 and sunny here today. He's missing it. But Jake is with us. He's an audio historian, and he does this for a hobby. He's got a real job and a real family. He does this for a hobby, and Jake's the man behind the show. You hear Jerry Murtaugh and I say every week on Legends Radio Show, credit Jake, thanks for the sound bites that we get that involve whoever our Husker legends or our legendary guests are for that particular day, which leads me, thanks for reminding me not to forget to remember that next week, Rick Burns and I Am Hip.
Yes, I have
Rick Burns and I Am Hip will be our guests here on the show.
I have an I Am Hip clip that we can play.
Beautiful deal. Yeah, I Am Hip, who followed Rick Burns. And
sure.
That's great stuff. We'll have more of that later. We want to play another break going into our, let's play one more sound clip.
Sure.
And
sure.
Then we'll have our first Husker Heaven trivia question for the show. Go ahead. What are we going to do, Jake?
We'll just skip, 18 years ahead to the 1959 Nebraska-Oklahoma game. And when you talk about 1958, 1960, you talk about one of the better players was Pat Fisher, who had a long NFL career. And, he was as tough as an old steak.
Little guy.
Oh, yes. And this is a punt return against Oklahoma in 1959. This game, by the way, ended a 74-game conference unbeaten string for Oklahoma. Now, I know there's some Nebraska fans that survived the 1972 through 77 drought against Oklahoma. Nebraska hadn't beaten Oklahoma for 16 years in 1950.
Imagine what that felt like.
Yeah, exactly. And anyway, this is a punt return by Pat Fisher. This is Bob Zenner, the late Bob Zenner calling this. And it's a punt return by Pat Fisher that sets up the clinching touchdown.
We have 12 minutes left to go in this football game, ladies and gentlemen, and possibly the upset of the decade in the Big 8 Conference in the making. Keep your fingers crossed. 15-14, Nebraska over Oklahoma. The Sooners with their backs to the wall on their own 10-yard line. It is 2nd and 4. And the Sooners are going to kick. Pat Fisher drops back in safety position at the midfield stripe. Wahoo McDaniel standing 4 yards inside his own end zone. Here's the kick. Comes down the middle of the field. End over end. A good bouncer. A roller almost gets behind Fisher. He fields it at the Husky 36. Gets the block at the 40. He's across the 45 to the 50. To the 40. Breaks loose across the 35. He may go all the way to the 20. The 15. The 10. The 5. He is tackled at the 3-yard line. Brewster Hobby, the last man between Fisher and the goal line, brought him down. And the Huskies have it first and goal at the Oklahoma 3-yard line. 34,000 people standing and roaring as one man. As the Huskers lead 15-14, they have the golden opportunity. They have it first and goal at the Oklahoma 3-yard line. Pat Fisher, the Dazzler from Omaha, a great cutback run. Had good blocking, too, by Carol Zaruba and Dallas Dyer.
Wow. The late Bob Zenner with the call and the upset of the decade.
Yeah, it was. It was quite the game. No, one thing that was interesting about that game is Oklahoma's punter was Wahoo McDaniel, who gained probably more fame as a professional wrestler. Nebraska had a sophomore, I think he was a sophomore, tackle on their team. He didn't really play. At least he wasn't called on the radio, named James Roschke, otherwise known as Baron Von Roschke. So had the game ended in a tie, you could have had Baron Von Roschke and Wahoo McDaniel go to midfield and settle it.
That would have been the tiebreaker.
Yeah, loser leaves town.
Oh, that was great. I remember Wahoo McDaniel with the New York Jets in the old AFL. That's great stuff. The setups in your history, well, that's because he's the audio historian. He is our buddy Jake, the official historian and an audio archivist on Legends Radio Show. We'll have more sound bites when we come back. We've got a bunch of them. We'll have more stories that go with the sound bites. First off, it's time for our first Husker Heaven trivia question of the show. I said our first because there's going to be another one later. Husker Heaven, west side of 90th Street between Maple and Fort Streets in Omaha. $35 gift certificate goes to the first person with the correct answer. What was the final score of the spring game? The 1948 spring. No, this year. Last week's spring game. What was the final score? And who won? Who won? What was the final score of the spring game? 573-0590. First one with the correct answer gets the $35 gift certificate to Husker Heaven. We come back with audio historian and all his great sound bites from Nebraska sports history, football history. He is Jake. This is Legends Radio Show.
Thinking about insurance? Then you need to know about Medi-Co. Medi-Co Insurance Company has been providing insurance coverage for Nebraskans and Americans across the nation for more than 75 years. With Medi-Co's home office being right here in Omaha, you're assured of personal service. In fact, they don't outsource. When you call the home office, you'll speak with someone right here. And Medi-Co has an expanding product line that provides coverage that Americans need. So for competitive prices and coverage details, call Medi-Co Insurance at 1-800-228-228. 6080. Medi-Co is a proud sponsor of the Legends Radio Show.
When it comes to your car, it's all about peace of mind. Peace of mind to get you to and from work safely. Peace of mind to get your children to and from school safely. That peace of mind is only a fantasy if you don't have a mechanic you can depend on. Lance Brothers Service Center offers the quality and professionalism to make that peace of mind a reality. Lance Brothers offers complete automotive repair and maintenance on both foreign and domestic vehicles. To make it easy on your business schedule, Lance Brothers is open 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. Conveniently located on Keystone Drive, just north of 86th and Maple.
When you're looking for a high-quality yet affordable golf course, look no further than Stone Creek. Located in northwest Omaha, Stone Creek Golf Course features 27 fair but challenging holes surrounded by the beauty and serenity you expect in a golf course. Improve your game at one of the 60 hitting stations, chipping and putting greens. Stone Creek also caters to corporate outings, a junior golf program with lessons for five-year-olds on up, and junior league play starting at age 12. Stone Creek Golf Course, just north of Fort on 156. On the web at golfstonecreek.com.
Parsonage Vandenack Williams LLC Attorneys at Law is a full-service business-oriented law firm. Their talented legal offense can help you build your business, their experienced defense can help you protect your assets, and their cutting-edge technology makes play calling efficient. So remember, it's Parsonage Vandenack Williams, helping Huskerland's clients compete in a global economy. For more information, visit www.pvwlaw.com. PVW Law offers its support for the Nebraska team as they climb back to the top of the rankings and proudly support the Legends Radio Show on Big Sports 590.
All right, Georgia, third and nine at the Georgia 27. Wide receivers out on both sides as Gilbert goes back, throws a little screen, it's intercepted. He tried to jump over the line. For Julian Smiley. Smiley couldn't get his hands on it. Murtaugh could for Nebraska and ran it all the way back to the 1 yard line, and it must have shattered him that he didn't get in.
Now we've been handed the results of the voting for most viable player goes to Nebraska kicker Paul Rogers, who has 4 field goals and 2 extra points. Outstanding lineman, Nebraska linebacker Jerry Murtaugh.
And Jerry is to this day still shattered that he didn't score that. That does, and we can say that because Jerry's on vacation. Welcome back to Legends Radio Show. Gary Jabba along with our Legends Radio Show historian, the man behind all the audio clips and sound bites and great plays of legendary history that you hear on this show. He is our buddy Jake with us today, and so he brought a Jerry Murtaugh clip. And
I noticed the guy that tried to tackle him, his first name was Julian, so he broke Julian's tackle.
Yeah, there you go. Paul Rogers, and Paul Rogers, offensive MVP. Jerry Murtaugh, the defensive MVP in that game, and that was one of Jerry's, I think he told me that was one of his 28 interceptions or something like that. Jake's with our question, our Husker Heaven trivia question going into our first business break. What was the final score of last week's spring game? Final score and who won? And they tell me that Don was the first one to correct answer. Don, what was the answer?
Hello.
Hello, Don.
Red, 31-17.
How'd you know that?
Because I know Husker football more than anybody. My mother and father are listening this morning. I told you I was going to win, Dad.
There you go. You beat your dad to the punch. Your dad was next. He said, sorry, get the prize from your son.
No, I just called him up and I said, I'm making a prediction. I'm going to win this third time I won it.
Well done, Don.
Best football than me.
Well done, Don. Hey, thanks for being out there, and thanks for your mom and dad being out there. And you can collect your $35 gift certificate to Husker Heaven beginning anytime after Monday. Husker Heaven. HuskerHeaven.com is a complete Husker store online. We'll have another Husker Heaven trivia question coming up. Our audio historian, just a hobby for him, a passionate hobby for him, and the great stories going in. What else do we have, Jake?
Well, I have a 1960 clip, and this is Lyle Bremser. Now, he's teamed with, for the person who asked about Joe Patrick, he was teamed with Joe Patrick for this broadcast, and I can't remember whether Joe Patrick's on this clip or not. I was going through an old press guide one time, and it showed the leading passers for each season. And this is Pat Fisher again. Pat Fisher, a year later, is playing quarterback for Nebraska. And Pat Fisher only completed 9 passes in 1960 for like 161 yards. 6 interceptions.
Ooh.
So he had a rough year passing, and he threw for 1 touchdown against Army in 1960, and it just so happens the one touchdown, that clip happened to survive the years. And this is Pat Fisher's single touchdown pass in 1960.
So it's second down, 10 for Nebraska at their own 43. Dillard is in at left half for Nebraska. Pat Fisher takes the ball, and he takes it off beautifully. He's going to throw. He's got Dillard clear, and he's caught it on the 25. He's in for the touchdown. The most magnificent fake you'll ever want to see. He hit the ball on the seat of his pants. He fooled the whole Army team. And Benny Dillard went streaking down the field, gobbled the ball. He was in behind everybody, took it on the 25 and was untouched by human hands, into the end zone for the touchdown, the try for the point. Fisher will hold, Meade will kick. The snap, the ball is down, the kick is up, and it's automatically good. Joe, I think that ought to stifle a lot of people who say this kid, Pat Fisher, can't play quarterback.
There you go. Evidently, there must have been some people wondering if he could play quarterback or not,
yeah,
like you said, Jake.
Yeah, he kind of had a rough year. But interesting part about that game, the quarterback for Army was Tom Blanda, George Blanda's brother. And he also was the kicker, just like his brother George.
Really?
For a long time for the Oakland Raiders, yeah.
He is our historian, our audio historian. I like, you know, but I like your setups and your knowledge in the history surrounding each of these sound bites. This is Legends Radio Show. Our historian on the show provides all the sound bites for all of the guests. He finds them from no matter who our guests are. Next week, Rick Burns and I Am Hip. By the way, what do we have next, Jake?
This isn't really a play. This is an incident.
An incident.
Yes, in 1964, when Nebraska played Missouri. Dan Devine and Bob Devaney, while they were friends, they liked nothing more than beating each other. And I think anybody that can remember back in the 60s knows that those Missouri-Nebraska games were just bloodbaths. I mean, they were, both teams will say that is the most physical game we played that whole year. During this game, there was a series of sideline measurements, and every one of them seemed to go against Nebraska just by a little bit. And Dan Devine got irritated by that, and he sent somebody from his sideline to the Nebraska sideline to keep an eye on the chain gang. Now, if you listen closely, Nebraska was kind of handicapped because Doug Tucker is playing quarterback. Fred Duda had broken his leg. Bobby Churchich had a sprained ankle. And Doug Tucker is playing quarterback, and he throws an interception. And about the time he throws that interception, that's when Bob Devaney turns around, and he sees the Missouri guy on his sideline. And Bob Zinner of KLIN kind of describes it better.
Coach Dan Devine down on the near sidelines is talking to the officials about something on the Huskers' Wee Huddle. The crowd a bit displeased about Dapper Dan being out on the field. Nebraska and Missouri score a second quarter. Great battle. Last year, the Huskers outlasted the Tigers 13-12 in an epic down at Columbia. One of the Tiger assistant coaches is heading for the Missouri dressing room now for some reason. The ball is at the 27.5-yard line. Missouri is sending a coach over to the sideline markers to check the field sticks, apparently. Tucker back to throw. Pass is intercepted at the 21 by Ken Boston across the 35, the 40. Still running at the 45 and is brought down near midfield by Bob Hahn. The second big interception of the day for the Missouri Tigers. Ken Boston, a real Tiger in every sense of the word, in that defensive backfield for Missouri. So Missouri has the football at its own 45. He rolled up to the 48, and the officials ruled his forward motion stopped on the 45, where the Tigers have it first and 10. Now, apparently what happened is Coach Dan Devine was displeased about that first down call, so he sent one of the official coaches, one of the coaches over on the eastern sidelines in front of the Husker bench to talk about the measurements over there. And Coach Bob Devaney's down there talking to the Missouri coach. He says, get on your own side of the field. And we've got a first-class rhubarb. The Husker bench is complaining that a Missouri coach is on their side of the field. Coach Dan Devine sent one of his aides over across the way, unhappy about the measuring in the game, and tempers are flaring just a bit. The clock has stopped with 6 minutes and 43 seconds remaining in the second quarter. Johnny Rowland, who has played both offense and defense at halfback, came trotting out on the field for Missouri. Now he's coming to the sideline, and they're sending the Missouri coach back across the field. And listen to the crowd. Well, Coach Bob Devaney apparently has won the argument. He was a bit hot under the collar across the way as he voiced his opinion to the officials, and Missouri has it first and 10 on its own 45. Boy, you talk about rivalries, Nebraska versus Missouri. It's been a great one.
Yeah.
Now, that was. Hey, what's their coach doing on our sideline?
Well, now, I read a book that had more information on this play. It was written by Tom Allen. I think it's he's a former writer for the Omaha World-Herald. It's called To Bucktail and Back. And Dan Devine didn't just send any assistant coach over. He sent a guy named Harry Blackjack Smith, who was a former Detroit Lion. So he kind of sent over some muscle, apparently, yep, to keep an eye on the chain gang. And that, I mean, I can imagine how Bob Devaney must have felt. His quarterback just threw an interception, and he turns around, and he sees a Missouri coach. I just can imagine how he must have felt or how that would have looked. So.